This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Cannot say enough how much we appreciate that fact, that you trust us to have your radio dial where it's at right now and to listen to this program in the numbers that you do. Incredible honor. 550 KFIRE, the most listened to radio station in the entire state of North Dakota. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's incredible. This program on four radio stations, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga Stanley, Newtown, Watford City, Williston, and of course KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson as well, and the iHeart Radio app too. So a lot of ways to listen to us, and we really, really do appreciate you doing that. Most listened to program. Most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. That just gives me goosebumps because it's so fun. It really is, and we appreciate you very much. Okay, so we had a busy day yesterday. We had a call that created a bit of a stir yesterday, and because of a technical glitch, didn't really get a chance to adequately respond to it. I want to explain that. We'll do that coming up here on the program. Donald Trump, in my mind, I don't know if you're following this at all, but this is like an epic turnaround of a campaign that I can't even believe. And I'm not so sure a turnaround is the right term, because it's never as bad as the media believes, leads you to believe that it is. But the narrative, if nothing else, from the chattering class has turned around like I can't believe. They've just announced that Paul Manafort has resigned from the Trump campaign. And, of course, he was the guy that brought in to replace Corey Lewandowski, who was thought to be kind of a guy that was, too often telling Donald Trump to be Donald Trump, right? And the score settler, if you will. And then once the nomination was scored, then Paul Manafort was kind of the establishment guy. Well, now he's out. And I'm not so sure that's not a good plan for a couple of reasons. One, he was becoming a distraction because of this Russian deal. But also just, look, what's going on here? I mean, enough people are... It's like there's two Trumps. I mean, here's how I've analyzed this. It's like good Trump and bad Trump. And good is out there right in the wheelhouse, like going right into Milwaukee and saying, you know what? Native Americans, black Americans, minorities, mainly in Milwaukee, was talking about the Black Lives Matter protests and speaking directly to the African-American community by saying the Democrats, they're the biggest. They're the ones just assuming you're going to vote for them. And they do what they do for you for votes. I want to help your lot in life. It was a great speech. Same thing on the economic speech, and he's done a number of them. That's the good Donald, right? The bad Donald, shooting from the hip and going off message and creating things. In my mind, it's like this battle in his head. And who wins? Who wins today? Well, anyway, the good is winning over the bad of late, and they seem to be purging some things, and you got... Kellyanne Conway, who's a great pollster. I mean, great reputation. And so if she can say, okay, here's the mood of the country. Here's the sentiment of the country. Match that with your skill set and what you're here to do. It could be a great combination. So I'm glad to hear that's happening. He, by the way, is in Louisiana today. The president of the United States is golfing, dissing what is happening in Louisiana. Our thoughts and prayers with these people. We got a very dangerous situation going on in North Dakota that is not yet resolved with the Dakota Access Pipeline Project, and I want to talk about that today as well. I want to explain the thug comment that I've used on this program as best as I'm able. That's a serious situation that right now is consuming law enforcement in a big, big way. It is zapping a lot of the bandwidth of law enforcement in this state right now, federal and state and local, okay? But it's not Louisiana. That is unbelievable. What is going on? And for the president to golf tells you what he thinks. I mean, he's checked out. He's out of here. He could care less. He's more interested in golfing and his own personal satisfaction than he is people and lives. And the sad part of that is he and his ilk run around leading you to believe he's for the little guy. He's for the downtrodden. He and his ilk were the ones pointing a finger at George W. Bush, who flew Katrina on purpose because he did not want to take away from law enforcement resources to protect him on his visit, and later came and spent the time there. But they used Katrina as a political blunt force instrument against George W. Bush, and then to ignore what's happening when it comes back around in Louisiana, with people dying, with coffins floating, with the chaos that is going on down there. Unbelievable. So what's Donald Trump do? Gets in a plane and goes there. Incredible. He'll be in Minnesota tonight, too. That's actually a private fundraiser that he's doing. He's not doing anything public in Minnesota tonight, but he's flying from Louisiana to Minnesota. But there seems to me to be an epic turnaround going on there that's pretty extraordinary. So anyway, busy program today. We're going to get to it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And we appreciate our partnership with our friends at Polar Service Center. They are a tank trailer manufacturer and also have about 40 service centers all throughout North America. And the company is just rock solid. They're really good. And they called today and said, Scott, we need four technicians immediately in Williston. And if they have any kind of experience, they'll be making up upwards of $32 an hour. Killdeer, we need three of them. And we got housing in Killdeer for them, townhomes that they can occupy. We have a great medical package, low deductibles, 401k. I mean, they're rock solid company, rock solid. They're looking for one sales rep, two. You can make $90,000, $100,000 and have the entire territory of North Dakota. The Northwest Regional Manager for the company is the person I'm going to give you a telephone number here for. If you're interested in any of these positions, give them a call, okay? Because you've got, in my mind, a great opportunity here. And if you don't have experience in, maybe a tank trailer work, doing those kind of positions, trailer service work, they will train you, okay? So if you're they need diesel truck mechanics and experienced technicians big time. But if you're not in that camp, they will train you. And before long, you'll be making that $32 an hour. So it's a really good deal. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Got that number? You give them a call. You tell them, Scott, say hey, and if you have a family member that that has the skill set here, you'll find good folks there. We've had good success in starting lots of careers with this company, and it's worked very well. So give Gary a call, that telephone number, and he will get you taken care of there on those positions. We'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program. Okay, here's our telephone number, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny is here. The three of us yesterday were part of a little dialogue with a woman by the name of Allison, who called us from Standing Rock. She's from South Dakota, she told us. She's a Democratic delegate for Bernie Sanders, activist, and she was very upset with me, called me a racist. And she called into the program. I normally try to, let somebody just say what they want to say, but when she called me a racist, I thought we needed to stop the bus. And because I wanted to find out why she was calling me a racist. And we did find out why eventually, but there were some technical glitches that happened. Occasionally this happens. A long story, and it doesn't really matter to you. But, Manny is in the Twin Cities. Todd is always in Bismarck at the mothership of 550 K-Fire, and I'm wherever I need to be. I happen to be today in Fargo at our studio here, but it just is, I'm always on the move, okay? And because of all those moving parts, we have, the master control down in the Twin Cities that feeds the signal to all of our stations. And then, Todd in Bismarck. So we're most often, the three of us are connecting from different places. And yesterday there was a glitch in the Twin Cities. And so Todd and I went away, and Allison went away after she called me a racist. And everybody's like, what's happening? What's going on? So we've recreated what you missed of that. from yesterday, and we're going to play that for you. And then I want to explain why I use the term thugs to describe some. That's a very important phrase that I have just uttered there. Some of the individuals who are protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, okay? And I don't believe it's racist, but I'll let you decide that. And then the other thing I want to tell you is that I was really pleased to see how the protest turned out yesterday at the state capitol. After we left the air yesterday, we learned that there was another protest planned. And again, some bad actors involved, a number of moving parts to it, but it was planned for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a total bust on the bad stuff. All that happened was the good stuff. It was a small amount of people. It wasn't what they expected, but it was a small but mighty crowd who was awesome. And some of the things that happened there were phenomenal. Those are not the thugs and never have been the thugs. And there are good people that are down near Standing Rock that are not thugs as well. But there are some thugs involved, and you need to be aware of that. We'll play that exchange with Todd, Manny, myself, and Allison next. Don't go by.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I've been trying for an interview with Governor Jack Dalrymple. I don't know if he's at the lake or unavoidably detained or what's going on. I know he was not in the office yesterday, but there is a major, major, major incident going on in the state of North Dakota right now. Major. And I've seen one two-paragraph press release yesterday. Same thing with Heidi Heitkamp. What did they tell us yesterday? She's traveling across the state with agriculture meetings. You know, I am pro-ag, right? We have no doubt issues that need to be dealt with in agriculture right now, but they're not an emergency.
I was just going to say, couldn't we move that to a couple of weeks down the line or something?
They're not a powder keg, okay? And Heidi cannot hide anymore. You can't say you're pro-energy, pro-Native American, and not get in the middle and mediate the situation. I realize she's in a tough spot. I mean, if you go see social media, they're saying they want her laying in front of the bulldozers at the site. I mean, this is the crazies. This is the thugs. That's what they want. Okay, this isn't, again, a good, well-meaning, well-intended Native Americans. It's not. But the professional protesters, the made-for-TV protesters that worry more about how this is, you know, documented and how the documentary is going to look a month from now. That's, they want that, okay? So I get there's pressure and pull and tug. I want leadership. I want leadership on this. And I know, you know, there are many in the governor's office and in law enforcement in the state, National Guard, Highway Patrol, everything else. They're busting their butt, not even sleeping. We're going to talk with Paul Laney, who's the deputy incident commander from the scene. He's the sheriff of Cass County. The sheriff of Cass County is having to be the deputy incident commander for crying out loud. Morton County Sheriff's the incident commander. But, you know, you got law enforcement all across the state, and they're helping these folks. And big situation. But I'm concerned about a lack of leadership at the top. And, by the way, Kevin Cramer, God bless him. You see what he did yesterday? He wrote the governor a letter and basically begged him to ask them for federal resources. This happened. I have it on my Facebook page. We're trying to get Congressman Cramer on the program to say, well, you know, what kind of resources do you think would be available? You need the governor to ask. I get that. You sent the letter now, so hopefully the, you know, that response will come. Folks, this isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This isn't me being partisan. This is about a situation that I know from talking to people in law enforcement and high-ranking state government officials is a powder keg. This is no time to hide in ag meetings, Senator Heitkamp. This is no time to stick with planned vacations, Governor Dalrymple. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Yesterday, I was called a racist. Look, water off a duck's back. You can call me anything. My skin is so thick I don't mind. However, I need to understand why you're calling me what you are so that I can judge whether or not that's fair or not. A call from Allison yesterday, who self-identified as a proud Democrat delegate, and I've since learned as a Bernie Sanders, you know, so I get that she would be, you know, oil is dirty, you know, death and, you know, all that nonsense. But that doesn't mean you get to just throw things around. Her call got cut off, if you heard this yesterday, and so I want to respond in a way I was not able to yesterday, but here is the full exchange. Todd, Manny, myself, all involved in this on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead and roll that. Allison, calling from Standing Rock. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Allison.
Hey, what's going on? This is Allison Renville. I'm from Simpson, South Dakota. I'm a national delegate for the Democratic Party. I'm out here fighting with the people because I truly believe that what they're doing is it's really important. And what you guys are doing right now is perpetuating the racism that is keeping these people down.
Wait a minute, Allison, I got to stop you there. I got to stop you there. Just do me a favor. Let's have a reasonable conversation here. What have I said that has perpetuated racism?
So, yes, Allison, please continue.
Yes, and what I'm saying is that you yourself, you know your demographic and you know who you're talking to. You know exactly how to talk to these people and get them riled up and turn this into a division throughout the whole entire state. Non-Natives and Natives alike hunt, fish, and live on this land. So by sitting here and perpetuating this fear-mongering and putting out this kind of racist behavior to all of
the Okay, what did we say that was racist?
You're accusing people of being thugs. There's no thugs here. There's no pipe bombs. There's no guns. There's no criminal activity going on.
That's not the reports that are coming out, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Who's saying this? get somebody on the air who can sit there and validate this point that the sheriff is perpetuating. Because you know what? It's not going on. There are kids here.
But why is the reporter for the Bismarck Tribune, whose sister is apparently there, reporting that?
You know what? Tell his sister to come find me, and I will point it out to her myself. I've been
okay.
Here, and you know what? There, this is not going on. And by sitting here and spreading these lies, you're just doing...
Well, wait a minute now. We can only report what's being reported. We're not trying to spread lies. We're not trying to spread an agenda. We're reporting... Hang on, Allison. We're reporting what's being reported to us.
People all day. We're sitting here listening to you interrupt people all morning, calling these kids thugs, calling people who have taken the time to come...
Because those are the reports that are coming out. All we're doing are giving the reports that are coming out. Scott, we have you back.
Yeah, we do. You certainly took one for the team there, Todd. I apologize. We had a
problem
with our connection here. But Allison, with all due respect, we've had conversations the last 90 minutes with people. Conversations. We're not interrupting people. We're having a conversation. And with all due respect, because you say those weapons are not there, we're going to tend to go with law enforcement, including the Morton County Sheriff, before we take the word of one person who's
agreed.
On the scene. All right. So there was most of that exchange. What I wanted to try and get to the bottom of is what makes me racist in saying that there are thugs involved in this effort. Okay, now, but if you want me to use a different term, I will. But I when I have heard the reports, I've heard again the Morton County Sheriff talked about pipe bombs, talked about guns. There have been people apprehended with guns in teepees. Okay, now here's my analogy on this. If there's 100 people in a room and 90 people are mom and apple pie nice, just simply there expressing their First Amendment, American right to protest, mean nobody any harm, but 10 that are bad actors who have guns, who have intents different than the 90, that are using the 90 really to mask what they're planning, I'm going to call the 10 thugs every single time. Now, if you're in the 90 and want to go la 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 la, everything's peaches and cream, because I haven't seen anything, I'm going to go, hey, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about them, but don't say it doesn't exist because you haven't seen it. When we have law enforcement, the FBI is here, the U.S. Marshals are everywhere out there trying to round up people who there are outstanding warrants for. There are people from all over the country that have swarmed in here. There are people that are spoiling for a fight. They want another Waco. They want a Wounded Knee. They're using the good people of Standing Rock, some who have a legitimate concern about a process that didn't come out in their favor. I get that. That happens every single day, thousands of times. Don't think that makes me racist, but I'll defer to our listeners. Mel and Jamestown when we come back.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for the practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. We're going to go to the phones here this morning. By the way, your friend Allison, Todd? She is your friend, right? Manny? Allison, the Bernie supporter?
We're all friends.
She's our collective friend. Okay, she's...
Right.
I don't know if she's going to be your friend after I tell you this. Somebody just sent me a screenshot of her Facebook post suggesting that that we be boycotted here. So she wants K-Fighter.
You have no idea how many emails, how many Facebook messages, how many text messages I've gotten in the last 24 hours. just crucifying me and you, mainly over the word thug being a blanketed statement when in fact it was not. And you know, I'll let you explain what you mean by thug, but suffice it to say, it's not... Not every protester is being referred to as thug, but that movement seems to have its own talking points, just like political parties seem to have their own talking points. And the talking point seems to be that we're calling everybody who's against this pipeline a thug, and that's simply not the case.
Let me reach out, and now is not the time, but I'll just plant a seed for some point in the future once this very dangerous situation is dealt with, and that is... You're going to believe this or not believe this, depending on your political persuasion. But I have a real strong desire to want to do something to help Native American people. I have been on these reservations. All right. I went on a little thing for our church to St. Michael's up at Spirit Lake a number of years ago. And it kind of started there. I was recently in Mandaree, and I literally thought I was looking at a third world country. And I'm just like, I don't get this. This will sound racist, so I'll warn you in advance. I hope this isn't racist, but I saw a sign yesterday at the Bismarck State Capitol protest, which, by the way, was heartwarming in many ways. And Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline open for your comments if you were there. In fact, if you were there and you were part of that interaction with law enforcement there and that little dance that they were doing together, peacefully protesting with Bismarck police and other law enforcement officials there. If you were part of that and saw that firsthand, you call 800-228-0550. You've got some Cloverdale bacon on me, okay? It's on me. Or Medora, your choice. I got some Medora passes, too. But I saw a sign there that said, oil equals death, water equals life. Okay, it's sort of like a Bernie Sanders rally. I get that. I mean, oil equals death. Okay, turn in your car. Don't fly anywhere, and your iPhone, you can't have that either, because, you know, so it's just, and water equals life. And what I see in that, a very naive statement, but whatever, okay. What they're concerned about is the water, right? And the fact that this is a pipeline that'll go under the river. And that, by the way, happens everywhere throughout North Dakota without air. So really, we could break down, is that really a threat? But whatever. Okay, you're concerned about the water. Wouldn't you also be concerned about how your town looks? How your home looks? How, the playground is, the school is. I'm all for protecting the water, too. But, the condition of the way, I don't understand it. So, as I say, I'm self prescribing that as maybe that'll be viewed as a racist statement. Some people, I want to figure that out. And I want to find a way to use this show to help the Native American people with legitimate beefs to get to the root cause of this, get out of the rut of just protesting to protest, and, oh, they didn't do this treaty and they didn't do that treaty, and kind of all the games your leaders bring you through, which are really games. It's racketeering that goes on at many of the tribal leaders' government level. Literally is. This is like a form of mafia. Pay this, pay that, give me this and we'll do that. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people who are harmed by all that. I'd love to find a way to help. Believe it or not, I do. But it's probably not possible in this element of what's going on right now. Right now, what we need to worry about is thugs. And I'm going to use the word again until I find a better word, that are trying to infiltrate and use the Standing Rock, what I would call a legitimate beef. Standing Rock has a legitimate beef about a process they didn't like the outcome of, okay? I happen to believe the process was followed. Corps of Engineers doesn't approve these willy-nilly, but they've got a legitimate beef. But a lot of people with much bigger designs who want a major international incident are spoiling for a fight. That's what we need to worry about right now. Mel in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Yes, Scott. I had one thing to say, but now you've started on something else that's close to me. And the first of all, the word game that the liberals play, you know, the word thug, I've had that even someone in my family talk about it. It's a code word. Well, you know, I'm sorry, where did the word thug begin? Union thugs are all white guys, for Pete's sakes. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got more to do with how people act and what their values are. And
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin, their origin, their heritage, anything. It is their actions. It is their actions.
Liberals have to turn. I don't care what it is. And this is why Trump, I don't care what people say about him. He should do this. I don't care what he does. He can say 'twas the night before Christmas, and the press would say, he killed the mouse. You know, I mean, you're not going to win. You just don't win that game with him. Now,
great stuff. I appreciate it, Mel. I got to keep rolling. I know you had more to say, but I got a full bank of calls. Another call in Jamestown. Conrad, by the way, yesterday a tough weather day for our friends in Jamestown and didn't get much notice on it at all. Everything okay today, Conrad?
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't lose any trees or anything?
Oh, there was a few branches around, but we lost a few.
All right.
Got woke up by the wind.
I heard there was not much of a warning or anything. So, tough day. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I was wondering with this pipeline here. When is all this economic development going to quit being governed by all these special interest groups? Every time you turn around, it's a pipeline, cigarette tax, you know, it never ends. It's like, when are they going to put their foot down on these people and bring this to an end?
Well, you got to be careful. I've kind of had the same sentiment. I think there's parts of that going on now with shutting down the road, controlling who gets in, and whatnot, but there was a very dangerous situation earlier. I don't know if you saw in the video footage, but you had law enforcement in harm's way, really being largely outnumbered, and it was in fact law enforcement that went to the governor and said, "Please go to the company, ask them to stop construction," which was not in my mind giving in a little bit. But I think I'm guessing the governor probably did it in deferring to law enforcement, but does not set a good precedent to let thugs own it. And by the way, they put out a press release we read live on the air yesterday saying, we win, we got them to shut down the thing. So you do thuggish behavior and it results in shutting down a lawful project. Not good. You know,
I don't understand why Dalrymple don't call in the National Guard and get this thing under control. I mean, where is he at?
Yeah, well, where he is at is a good question. I've wondered the same thing. There was a short little statement yesterday, and that was about it. But I say the same about Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She is the one that really owns this. I mean,
exactly.
this is her wheelhouse, okay? Number one, this is a federal problem, all right? We have Native Americans and sovereign territory and the BIA and a Corps of Engineers approved project. This is a federal problem, okay? And Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who is friends with Barack Obama, can get him on the phone in a heartbeat. And they're going to listen to Heidi Heitkamp in the Obama administration a lot quicker than they are John Hoeven or Kevin Cramer, okay?
He's busy playing golf.
Yeah. That coupled with, her energy credentials. And listen, let me be complimentary of Senator Heitkamp. If you call, 8 out of 10, major energy interests in this state, they would say, we have a friend in Heidi Heitkamp, okay? We have a friend in Heidi Heitkamp. She helped on the export ban being lifted. She's been pro-energy. She won her campaign talking about the Keystone XL pipeline. But she is hiding right now. And I'm telling you, it is dangerous because this is not just a typical protest. Again, we know what we know from law enforcement. One of the reasons that the National Guard isn't there right now, according to my reporting, Conrad, is because it's exactly what the thugs want. They want the National Guard down there and armed so they can provoke, again, a battle, okay? So I think cooler heads are prevailing here, and everything is being done to get this thing to stand down and get it under control. But it is a dangerous, dangerous situation, no doubt about it. But I share your sentiment in wanting a fix here, and that's where leaders are needed. Governor Jack Dalrymple, out front. Chapter and verse, what's happening? Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I'm talking to the federal government. I'm talking to the Obama administration. Here's what's happening. Don't hide. Get out front and lead. It's a dangerous situation. Tim in New Salem, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I want to just tell you that Heidi Heitkamp was all about the Native Americans when she needed their vote. And she's all about oil when she needs the people's vote. And she's nowhere to be seen. That's the only comment that I have right now.
Yeah, well, I'd be hard-pressed to argue with Tim. Thanks for the call. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, did you say Matt from Fargo?
I did, yes, Matt. Go ahead.
So one of your previous callers mentioned one of the three points that I was going to bring up, and that is the National Guard. The other two points are, and these are pretty easy. Start rolling school buses down there and let people know that they're about to be hauled away and put into jail. Number two, and then actually do it. Number two, no one's talking about what they would do if these were abortion protesters, which would be RICO, Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is all about shutting down a lawful business, and all these protesters who want to hang around should be charged under the RICO Act, a federal act. And then they can start losing money from their pocketbook.
Yeah, I've also heard some reference to laws related to conspiracies, because we know of some of the plotting and planning going on here, too, that are unlawful. So I think you're dead on right on all three. And by the way, many people, I've heard people say the National Guard will be there before this is done. I think the reason they're doing everything in their power to try and do it without it is because that's exactly what these thugs want.
We have an example from someone from Fargo back in 1957, and I believe the only reason that the Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas was open was because the National Guard was federalized and taken away from the governor, who wanted to use the National Guard to keep black people out of Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's well past time for the National Guard to be at this.
Matt, thanks for the call. Love hearing our listeners with great insights. You're the best. What's on your mind? Tell me. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slabaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On your mind, 800-228-0550. A couple calls off the air that came in, Todd, we can roll those. At least one.
Mr. Scott, the part that you're talking about in the town, the way it looks and so on, I agree with that, and I've been asking that for about 2 weeks on this subject matter, but also goes to the presidential election. My question is, we have problems on the reservation as opposed to what ifs. And we're out there protesting what ifs instead of dealing with the issues. Just the same thing that's going on with our presidential election. What if Mr. Trump does this? Well, we know what Hillary will do. Come on. Wake up, people. Thank you, sir.
That's a good point. I think where you were, you know, from the Native American perspective, They feel like they've been wronged again and again and again. So this is sort of the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay, that's Standing Rock. So Standing Rock's ticked. They didn't get what they wanted. They didn't get the extra, I guess they wanted a 9 more miles of route to this pipeline so it would go further away and around the river, and they didn't get it, so they snapped, okay? But then they were quickly co-opted by this Earth Justice group, and that's what's brought all these bad actors. And that's why, again, I hope what I'm trying to say is getting across, that this is a very serious situation. It is life and death, and we need to do everything in our, first of all, pray about it. I'm with the chairman of Standing Rock in that regard. Now, where I'm upset with him is he's calling for peace and praying now after he's invited a bunch of thugs to come in the middle of this. Now, we have really good people working 24/7. We're going to talk with one of them, Deputy Incident Commander at the scene, Paul Laney, Sheriff of Cass County, who is bolted alongside the Morton County Sheriff at the scene dealing with this situation. We have State Highway Patrol. We have FBI. We have BIA. There's a lot of good people that recognize what's going on here. People spoiling for a fight, okay? And the best thing you can do is turn the temperature down, defuse this and everything else. And I'd say the same to well-meaning protesters. I get you're revved up, but you got to recognize you have been infiltrated by very bad people. And if you do not want people to be harmed, then you want a peaceful resolution to this now. And to your point, what if? Exactly. That's where they need to back themselves off the ledge. But to have somebody die over a what if. Oh, so sad. Back on the Cloverdale Bake Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. I have Cloverdale bacon for anybody that was at the protest at the Capitol yesterday, because it's the way protests should be, in my mind. And kudos to everybody that was there and law enforcement that was peacefully interacting and having some fun, honestly, with the protesters yesterday. Cloverdale bacon for them. First-time callers, how about this? I've got two pairs, so four rounds. So first two callers that are first-time callers, have never called this program before, you got a pair of bully pulpit rounds on me. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Shane in Keene, you're on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Yes, I wasn't at the protest at the actual pipeline, but I got coworkers that are, and they took iPhone video of what was going on. You had that Allison lady saying, you know, she didn't see the behavior that was going on that you were explaining that was reported to you. Well, I seen it, you know, from, just guys on scene. They were taking video of it, and they were mouthy. They were, you know, they were, like you said, you nailed it. They were sporting for some sort of a commotion. And, you know, back to what that guy was saying about the what ifs, you know, those guys on the pipeline need to really be focused on what they're doing on that pipeline. And when you distract them like this, then what ifs are going to be almost, not a certainty, but you're going to have a better chance of your what if occurring, you know, if you're out there distracting them, doing what they're doing, you know, acting like a bunch of kids. And
I don't know why that would be that hard to see, right?
Point with the video is, those guys were stopped working to take videos of what was going on. I'm like, man, these guys are, you know, that's a precision job putting the pipeline in. And all the hazards are thought out beforehand, you know, and there's a lot of work involved that prevents those hazards from occurring. And just, you know, like I said, having a distraction like that on site is a good way to see that your what ifs come to fruit.
Good point, Shane. Thanks for the call. Let me squeeze Jeff and Dickinson in here next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning. Say, to tell you honest truth, I hope that pipeline never goes through, and I hope we never get another drop of oil out of the state, because it's not benefiting anybody but the big shots. What about the Alaska, the way they share everything? Why doesn't North Dakota do that? Because they got too greedy, and they had to have all this extra legislature stuff, and now we're broke. That's my comment.
Jeff, I would need a week to respond to what you said there, but I'll tell you, Alaska and North Dakota are different in the sense that Alaska's has some state-owned royalties. Therefore, they're shared. North Dakota, most of the royalties, vast majority, are privately owned, so you don't share that unless you're from Venezuela or have a different view of how America ought to work. And the idea that North Dakota as a state does not benefit from oil development is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. 45,000 jobs still today, even with this downturn, responsible for oil and gas development in North Dakota right now. And certainly, the state government is the biggest winner in the spending.
You're listening
wow.
to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day. Right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.